What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Fired up.
No. You can't conquer Jesse. You can't conquer Jesse. Yeah.
Oh, you got up there on that one.
Thank you.
Felt that in my bones.
Yeah.
Camping Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Nina from Revere.
Hey, Nina. Good morning.
Good morning. How you all doing today?
I used to enjoy your flea market back in the day.
Now it's an Amazon warehouse, right?
Yeah, it used to be a movie theater, and now an Amazon. Yeah. It's our dystopian future.
I miss the movie theater there.
Nina, can you kick Carson out? We'll start this thing.
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Nina.
Good luck. Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You're going to get yourself $100. He is walking over to that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Question one. Adam Carolla remembers going on Ellen in 2012 and how terrified her staff was of her. He says, quote, "She's not a nice person at all." Spoiler alert. Who did Ellen play in Finding Nemo?
Dory.
Ed Sheeran's fans are seeing double after he posted a new Instagram reel featuring his redhead doppelganger, Rupert Grint. They dressed alike and lip-synced the new song Ed is teasing. Which character is Rupert Grint known for?
Ronald Greenlee from Harry Potter.
Ronald who?
Greenlee? No, Grizzly.
All right, question number three. It's been 6 years since Chance the Rapper released his first and only official album, The Big Day, but his follow-up is finally coming on August 15th. Chance the Rapper was actually acquainted with Barack Obama when he was a child because Chance grew up in the city Barack held office in before he was president. What city is that?
Chicago?
Charlie XCX turns 33 today. Take a listen to her singing the hook on this song. She's featured on this song. Take a listen to it, and please give me the main artist of this track.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Who is the main artist of that song?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Gwen Stefani.
And question number five, Tom Brady turns 48 this weekend. He's widely considered the greatest QB of all time, but he wasn't expected to be much out of college. Which round was Brady famously drafted in?
Sixth round.
There you go. You're on that one. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Nina, what's going on in Revere these days?
Oh, not much. Not much. A lot of traffic getting into work this morning, but...
Anytime you talk about Revere, there's two things.
Well, there's roast beef three ways.
And traffic.
Yeah.
That's it.
We just had the sandcastle competition.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's third thing. It's the sandcastle competition.
Yeah.
Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Nina from Revere.
Yes.
She got 3 out of 5.
North Shore, Best Shore, Dan.
That's it.
Nice job, Nina.
Question number one. Adam Carolla remembers going on Ellen in 2012 and how terrified her staff was of her. He says, quote, "She's not a nice person at all."
Interesting.
Who did Ellen play in Finding Nemo?
Oh, play Dory.
That is correct. 1-1. Ed Sheeran's fans are seeing double after he posted a new Instagram reel featuring his redhead doppelganger, Rupert Grint. They dressed alike and lip-synced the new song Ed is teasing.
Okay.
Which character is Rupert Grint known for?
Weasley.
I need a full name.
Ron Weasley.
There's a lot of Weasleys. Yes.
Sorry.
Ron Weasley is correct.
I got a birthday message from Ed Sheeran yesterday. He said happy birthday to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Him himself?
That's what I'm telling my kids.
2-1. It's been 6 years since Chance the Rapper released his first and only official album, The Big Day, but his follow-up is coming August 15th.
Oh, I'm
finally
excited about this. I like
Chance
that.
Was actually acquainted with Barack Obama when he was a child.
Oh.
Because Chance grew up in the city Barack held office in before he was president.
Mm-hmm.
What city is that?
That would be Chi-Town, Dan.
That's correct. 3-2. Charlie XCX turns 33 years old today. Take a listen to her singing the hook on this song. And then give us the main artist of the track. She's featured on this song. Tell me who the main artist is of
okay.
this song.
I'm so fancy. You already know. I'm in the fast lane.
From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Who dat?
I-G-G-Y. I thought you knew that. Knew that.
That is correct. 4-2. Question number 5. Tom Brady also celebrating a birthday. He's 48 this weekend.
No way he's 48. He looks like he's 28. He's
much moisturized. He's widely considered the greatest QB of all time, but he was not expected to be much coming out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Which round was he famously drafted in?
The sixth round, the end of the sixth round, I believe.
That is correct. The sixth round. There's a whole documentary about all the QBs taken before him called The Brady Six.
Oh, really?
The whole documentary was just like, you're not very good. How did you get picked before him? And they had to sit there and do interviews.
My favorite is the video of him running the 40 when he was in college and how out of shape he was and how slow, like I could have run a faster 40 at 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carson, you get the dub, 5-3.
Oh.
Nina, sorry, we can't give you the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in and telling us, you know, the latest updates on Revere.
Thank you. That was fun. Thank you, guys.
North Shore, Best Shore. Till I die.
Nina, what do you want to say to Carson before we go?
I'm Nina from Revere, and I can't be Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson.
Can't Be Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Liz from Lowell.
Lowell. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Lowell.
What's going on?
Not much. I'm on the way to the gym right now.
Oh, look at you. Today is what you're doing. Is today chest day, leg day? What's today? Cardio?
Today's a cardio day for sure.
How many days a week do you go to the gym, Liz?
Like 4.
Look at you.
How many days a week do you go to the gym, Carson?
I have a friend named Jim. I hang out with him once in a while.
Liz, can you please kick Carson out of the studio so he can get some cardio in himself?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Liz.
Thanks. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100. He doesn't have a record on the big board. I don't know what it is, but he wins more than he loses. Are you ready?
Yes.
The coroner's report says Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack, but he also had leukemia, which he never disclosed publicly. The WWE wrestler with the most world championship wins ever is actually from Massachusetts, and you can't see him. Who is he?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
Well, that's going to be tough to answer.
I used to watch wrestling all the time with my brother.
All right, question number two. Swifties think that Taylor was secretly in Happy Gilmore 2 in a bear suit, because if you have Taylor Swift in your movie, you definitely want to hide her face. But Adam Sandler said he never asked her to be in it because he didn't want to bother her. Which sports team are Happy and his kids super fans of in the movie?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Let's just say the Patriots.
Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard, turned 66 today. Finished the line from their song, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Can't Fire Me Up.
And question number four. Today in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy was released. Chris Pratt was the lead. What is the name of the superhero he plays in that movie?
Star-Lord.
And question number five. The King of the Hill revival premieres on Hulu on Monday. On the show's original run, Hank's wife Peggy did what for a living?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Teacher. Maybe she's a teacher.
You got to be a little more specific. You're in the ballpark.
An English teacher?
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
That would help if I waved at him. He's looking at me confused. So what do you got going on today, Liz? I hear it's your day off.
Gym, errands. Whole lot of nothing on this rainy Friday, that's for sure.
All right, welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Liz from Lowell, already on her way to the
Lowell.
Gym. She only got 1 out of 5 correct.
1 out of 5, okay.
Suit.
It's a Lowell suit.
Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. The coroner's report says Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack, but he also had leukemia, which he had never disclosed publicly before.
Mm-hmm.
The WWE wrestler with the most world championship wins is actually from Massachusetts. And you can't see him. What is his name?
John Cena.
John Cena. That is correct. 1-0. Swifties think that Taylor was secretly in Happy Gilmore 2 in a bear suit. But Adam Sandler said he never asked her to be in it because he didn't want to bother her. And some Swifties are cuckoo banana pants.
Why did they think that? What bear vibes? What Taylor Swift vibes was
that
bear?
Bear giving off?
Yes.
Which sports team are Happy and his kids super fans of in that?
The Boston Bruins.
That's right, the Bees.
Yep. His putter shaped like a hockey stick, which is just all time.
2-0. Question number three. Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard, turned 66 today. Finished the line from Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Pour some sugar on me. Just fire it up. Fire me up.
It's Come On, Fire Me Up.
You come on.
You were both close, but no cigar.
Oh. That's the one line in the song I don't know.
Oh, is that true?
No.
Yeah. 2-0. Question four. Today in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy was released. Chris Pratt was the lead. I don't know if you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the superhero he plays in that movie?
Star-Lord.
3-1. Final question. The King of the Hill revival premieres on Hulu on Monday.
King of the Hill?
Yep.
The King of the Hill revival? Is that what you
said?
Yeah,
the show revival.
Okay.
On the show's original run, Hank's wife Peggy did what for a living?
Well, I know Hank sold propane and propane
and
accessories.
Propane accessories.
Right.
Gosh dang it, Bobby.
And what's his wife's name again?
Peggy.
Peggy. What did Peggy do for a living?
If you don't know her name, it's going to be a tough pull.
Yeah, gosh. I mean, I watched that show, but it just... did she work like, I don't know, a dentist's office?
She was a substitute Spanish teacher that could not speak Spanish. That was the running joke.
Okay. I don't remember that.
3-1.
Wow, those were tough questions, Liz. You did pretty well, all things considered.
Carson, you get the dub. Unfortunately, Liz, we cannot give you the cash, but we do have a wonderful parting gift, like all good game shows do.
Yes, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see comedian Nate Bargatze playing at the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. He's added a third show on August 9th at 3 p.m. You can get tickets for that at Ticketmaster.com. But you got a pair of those tickets for the 3 p.m. show absolutely free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time. He's very, very funny.
He's great. I've seen him live before. Three shows in one day in the Garden is crazy.
Yep. Yep. Think he tells the same three jokes?
I bet he does the same set everywhere he goes.
Yeah. It's paying the bills.
Liz, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Liz from Lowell, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't Be Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Leslie from Medway.
Hey, what's going on, Leslie?
Hello, good morning.
Leslie, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. And best of luck to you, Leslie.
Same to you.
All right, bye-bye.
It doesn't sound sincere when you say it like when Kennedy does.
That was not sincere.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you are going to get $100. He is off in that soundproof booth. Leslie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Justin Timberlake revealed that he has Lyme disease. He says it can be relentlessly debilitating, but he pushed through to complete his tour because it brings him joy to perform. How do you get Lyme disease?
From a tick bite.
From a bad Lyme. Question number two. Demi Lovato has dropped her new single, Fast. Can you name the 2017 song that is Demi's most commercially successful song to date? What is her biggest hit?
I wish my daughter was in the car right now with me. I don't know.
Question number three. Duncan dropped a new ad riffing on Sydney Sweeney's jeans campaign for American Eagle. Words are hard today. In 2023, Sweeney had a role in one of the most worst-reviewed superhero movies of all time. What movie was that?
Oh, it was that Joker one. I don't know what it was called, but it was the Joker movie. Something Royale or something like that?
Question four. Justin Baldoni reportedly attended Blake Lively's deposition in person as part of their escalating legal battle. All of the drama stems from their time together working on which film?
It Ends With Us.
And question number five. Kevin James thought Ray Romano's sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond would fail because, quote, he's such a low-energy guy. What was Ray's job on Everybody Loves Raymond? What did he do on that show?
Is he an accountant, but I have no idea.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
So, Leslie, where is your daughter today?
She is working at a ceramics camp in Worcester, so I just dropped her off, and now I'm driving home.
Ceramics camp, okay.
I loved ceramics when I was a kid.
Carson went to Tupperware camp once.
No, but I love ceramics. I did a ceramics class in high school, and we make like all sorts of great things. Spin it on the wheel and everything.
Yeah, she's...
Go ahead.
So they have to work at the camp, so he's loving it.
Very cool.
Carson, I was cleaning out my apartment yesterday to move today.
Cleaning out my clothes.
And yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I found this old, like, clay thing that I made in 1996.
Ashtray?
100%.
Yes, I have one of those I made for my mom, too, like first grade. Hey, question for you. How come you don't yell Carson anymore when I come back in?
Because I don't have to. I have this.
Carson.
Oh, that's adorable.
You're welcome. Leslie from Medway got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Nice work, Leslie, and I mean that.
I don't know. She might be underwater right now. Her phone's acting weird.
Yeah.
Question number 1.
Yeah, I'm definitely in here.
Justin Timberlake revealed that he has Lyme disease. He says it can be relentlessly debilitating, but he pushed through to complete his tour because it brings him joy to perform. How do you get Lyme disease?
You get bit by a tick.
That's right, an infected tick.
I met a guy who got bit by a tick and became allergic to red meat.
That would ruin my life.
That's wild, right?
It's probably a lot better for his heart, but not a lot of fun. 1-1, question 2. Demi Lovato has dropped her new single, Fast. Can you name the 2017 song that is Demi's most commercially successful song to date? What's her biggest hit?
Got to be Sorry Not Sorry, correct?
That is correct. 2-1.
Mm.
Duncan dropped a new ad riffing on Sydney Sweeney's jeans campaign for American Eagle.
Mm.
In 2023, Sweeney had a role in one of the worst-reviewed superhero movies of all time. What was it called?
Madam Web.
That's correct. Still haven't seen that one.
Yeah, Netflix or something tried to feed that to me the other day. I was like, not today, Satan.
3-1, question number 4. Justin Baldoni reportedly attended Blake Lively's deposition in person as part of their escalating legal battle.
Mm.
All of the drama stems from their time together on which film? Madam Web.
No, it was
Happy Gilmore 2.
Oppenheimer. It was not the best of us. It was the worst of us.
Gone with the Wind.
It was This Is Us. This Is Our House. I cannot remember.
It Ends with Us.
It Ends with Us. I was in the church, Dan.
Wrong
church, wrong pew.
3-2, last question.
Oh, she got that one. Nice work.
Kevin James thought Ray Romano's sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond would fail because, quote, he's such a low-energy guy.
Mm.
Everybody Loves Raymond was great. What was Ray's job on that show?
Did he, Everybody Loves Raymond. What? That is a... Everybody Loves Raymond. Was he a comedian in that? No, that was Seinfeld. Hold on, give me a second. Was he, did he work for like a delivery company?
No, that was King of Queens. That's Kevin James.
Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't remember what he, I never really watched the show to be
honest.
He was
a sports journalist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think was that in the 90s?
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes.
It kind of crossed over.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of TV then.
3-3. Carson sneaks out the dub.
Wow, that was close. You did really well, Leslie, actually.
Leslie, unfortunately, we cannot give you Sal's money, but we do appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
I got a prize for you, too. You won yourself a pair of tickets to go see astronaut Katy Perry on August 8th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So you enjoy that show.
Awesome, thanks.
Leslie, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Leslie from Medway, and I can't beat Carson, but I can't
hide him. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.